Okay, we're continuing Halacha Daled. We spoke so far pretty much about the Mechaber, and now let's look at the beginning of the Rambam. The Rambam, I think I've mentioned this already before, and this Halacha is the beginning of a couple of Halachas that are coming about whether we should be choshish that Stam Yayin was mixed into food. Okay, the next couple of Halachas are about that. The first few Halachas were about drinking Stam Yayin with somebody who's not Jewish. All kinds of dinner about that. Now come a few about when should we be choshish that Stam Yayin was mixed in. So the Ramah says something that's not to do with Stam Yayin per se. He says Afabi Shirigil Limshah Hayeris Vakila Bishum and Hazir Ain Lochosh Davinus Hamlof Gam Balta Bisamach. Okay, so the Ramah talks about a chash that maybe there's animal fat in the barrels, and he says, don't worry about that. And that's we're actually not going to talk about that today. I'm going to wait to speak about it today. That what the Rama is saying over here, what's going on, what he's trying to say at the beginning of the Rama, I'm going to wait for Halacha Zayin a couple times. But we're going to digress because the Pesach Tshuva brings here a Shaila from Yaakov Emden and Shaila Yavitz. Yaakov Emden had the following Shaila. People wanted to know if they could eat beans. Okay, so it connects to over here because the Rama is about to talk about a bunch of the next bunch of dinamar about chashas that Stam Yayin was mixed in. But the Rama here threw in a chash that maybe animal fat was mixed into it, or chazir fat was mixed into it. So the Pesach Tshuva brings the following shaila. It seems that the people in those days, the beans used to get washed in soap before they came to market, and the shaila was whether they're allowed to eat them. Okay, so he has three reasons why you're allowed to eat them. I'm going to tell you two of them quickly because that's not what we're focusing on, and then we'll get to the third one. He says the first reason is because the soap gets washed off. Okay, so there's not going to be any soap left on your beans. Okay, fine. He said also you should know the soap doesn't add any chazuso or flavor to it. Although the soap makes it cleaner, but it's really not. It's not soap adding chazuso. The soap is just cleaning it away so that you see the actual bean behind it. So he says, and therefore don't worry about it. Okay, those are the two reasons that we're not going to talk about. Okay. But the other reason that we're talking about is that's what we're going to focus on more. But before I tell you what the reason is, before I tell you what his answer is, he doesn't tell you what the shaila is, because to him I guess it was obvious. Let me just explain to you what the shaila is, and then once you hear the shaila, then we can get to what the terrace is. Okay? He doesn't say what the shaila is. He says they just want to know if they can eat the beans made with that are washed with
soap. Word for soap?
I don't remember which word he used. I don't remember. What? I don't remember which word he used. Okay, so the way you make soap is as follows. Okay? That's a diagram of a fat molecule, fat or oil, they look the same. And what you may recognize with the purple on the left, that's a glycerin. Okay, it looks sort of like a letter E, okay, if you have an imagination. That looks like a letter E. And the point is that it has three connection points. Okay, the glycerin has three connection points, and it connects to three fatty acids. Those are the squiggly lines on the right side, or the bluish, greenish, whatever color you think those are. Those are the fatty acids on the right side. And the difference between, as we've said plenty of times, the difference between a fat and an oil is just what fatty acids are on there. Okay, they all have the same glycerin. Animal fat has certain fatty acids on them, and olive oil has different ones, and canola oil has different ones. The different properties have to do with the different fatty acids. Okay, for our purposes, it's not so important that they're different. But that's a fat molecule. Okay, if you take a fat molecule and you add into it sodium hydroxide or potassium hydroxide, you add something with an alkaline in it. Okay, alkaline is a group of in the periodic table. There's a group of elements that are called the alkali series, or I forgot what they're called, a bunch of alkali. The ones that we're most negated to us are sodium and potassium. If you mix the fat or an oil together with something with an alkali in it, what you would call is a base, okay, like lye, toilet bowl cleaner, okay, it's lye, it's as strong as an acid, it's a base, it's the opposite of an acid, it's as strong as an acid. It means if you touch it, you could burn your hand by touching it. Okay, it's very strong, it cleans out toilet bowls, okay, that's what we do with it. Okay, if you mix these two together, on the second I'll show you what happens, before I show you, my slides are in this way out of order. Okay, this idea that you take fat and you mix it with sodium hydroxide, okay, is the way people have been making soap basically forever. And that where people get sodium, now we get sodium hydroxide, that's caustic. Okay, that's what we call caustic. Okay, so nowadays we use sodium hydroxide. They used to use potassium hydroxide. Where do you get potassium hydroxide from? Okay, you don't buy that in the supermarket. Okay, what do you say? I can't hear you. Okay, the way you buy potassium hydroxide from is, where you get it, I'm sorry, buddy, where you get potassium hydroxide is, if you take the ashes of burnt wood, and you pour water over them, what leaches out of those ashes is potassium hydroxide. Okay, lie. Okay, and in fact, that's how the Taz explains it. The Mechaber says in Simon Tzadi Hey, when he talks the din about Nois Tam Lefgam, he says, Yerali, Shunasu Efer B'mayim Chamer Shabiyera. If you put Efer, you put ashes into a pot, before you put the dishes into it, then whatever, I've skipped some words, Mutter, because I made her Efer Nois Tam Lefgam. Okay? Why on earth is somebody putting ashes into a pot? Why is the Shulchan telling this really odd case? The Taz explains, well, what is the guy doing, putting ashes into a pot? The guy's putting ashes into a pot with hot water because he's trying to get out the potassium hydroxide. He doesn't know such a fancy word, but he's trying to get out the lye out of it, and then he's going to put fat into it, and he's going to make soap out of it. Okay, so the person is making soap, but before they did that, some dishes were in there, so the thing is, it's not a problem, because the lye is terribly next time with God. Okay, it's also, it's another place, at the end of Temura, the Mishnah talks about things that are nisrafim and nikbarim. Okay, the things that are nisrafim are things that after you burn them, you're allowed to have enough from them, and the nikbarim are things you're not allowed to have enough from them. So the Rav of the Mishnah says, what hanoi are you going to have out of the burnt, what hanoi would you have out of the burnt things that you burnt? You just burnt up something that's whatever, it's, I forgot which ones are, but nisrafim, what would you do with it? He says, you're going to take the ether, and you're going to pour hot water over it, and you're going to make soap out of it. Okay, that's what you do there. That's the kind of hanoi you would have from the kind of it.
What is it with the fat?
So what happens is when you take the fat together with the potassium hydroxide, so you put a lye and together, and it makes the following. This is what happens. Okay, the glycerin separates out. Okay, the glycerin separates out. That you see on the left side, the glycerin separates out. On the right side, you get three soap molecules. Each fatty acid attaches to one sodium or potassium, which however you're doing it, and it makes what that thing that you see over there, that's a fat molecule. Okay, what's on the right side, the sodium, in this case it's sodium with all the squiggly lines, with the fatty acid attached to it, that's soap. Okay, what is it? Why is that soap? I don't know why. It is soap. But how does soap work? The way soap works is, just for curiosity, the way soap works is as follows. The sodium part of it is hydrophilic. It likes water. Okay, and the fat side is hydrophobic. It doesn't like water, it likes fat. So what happens is when you rub the soap on your body or on your dishes or whatever, on your beans, in the case of the Shayla's Yavis, when you rub on it, the fatty acid side of it attaches to the grease, to the dirt that's on there. And it connects to that part of it. Then the water can connect to the hydrophilic side of it and washes it away. Okay, so what's going on is, this is something that has two ends to it. One end that connects the fat, one end that connects the water, and between them, you could wash away the grease. That's how it works. It's an emulsifier, yes, it's also an emulsifier, yes, that's correct. That's how an emulsifier works. And so this bonds the two sides together. In this case, not because you want to keep them, like in when you're making an emulsifier, you want to keep them together. Here you want to get them together so you could wash them away. Okay, that's how you make soap. So, the Shailas Yavin is asking, he didn't say what the shaila is, but what the kasha is that the people, they're washing their beans with soap. So the shaila is, you wash it with soap, means you wash it with the vela, okay? If you're washing it with animal fat, which is the vela, or maybe his chash was that it's chaylev, so whichever one it is, it's something that you're not allowed to eat, of course something that's not kosher, so the person is washing his beans with that thing, so the shaila was, are you allowed to eat it? That was the shaila to him, he doesn't say what the shaila is, but that's what's understood to be the shaila, because that's how you make fat, that's how you make soap, is you make it out of animal fat. And the main reason, the shaila was like this, I told you two of the reasons why I said it was mutter, but the other reason he gives, which is what we want to focus on is, he says, is that since when you make soap, it has in it the ash, he doesn't mean the word ash, he means it has what comes out of the ash, he talks about the afer, but he means the water that comes out of the afer is in there, that's what's in the soap, therefore, it has a horrible taste, the lye itself would burn your finger if you touched it. But even once it's soaked, it won't burn your finger, but it has an awful taste. So he says is, therefore, it's next time of coming to the beans. And don't worry about the fact that you wash it with animal fat. Basically, you wash it with animal fat, because the animal fat was next time of coming. Okay? So that was the shaila and the teretz of Rabbi Yaakov Ender. Okay? Okay? So far, part one, we talked about these people who use soap on their food. Okay, so they had a shayla. There's going to be animal fat left on my food, or potentially animal fat left on my food. Am I allowed to eat those beans, or am I not allowed to eat them? Okay, so now the next step is, okay, what about if you want to use it for body soap? Okay, so the first thing you say is partial, of course you're allowed to do it. Because nevela and chelev and chazir, all those things are mundabana. So what could be wrong with it? If I'm putting on my beans, I'm afraid there's going to be animal fat left on my beans. But if I'm putting it onto my body, what could be wrong with it? That's a first look at it. Says it should be pasha, that it should be mutter. The reason why I think maybe it should be is because there's something called sicha kishtia, which is to say, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to, one of the inuim when you're kippur is you're not allowed to use, put rub oils into your body. And the reason is because sicha kishtia, rubbing it in is as if you're, In a way, it's like drinking it. You're taking a liquid and it's getting into your body. It's as if you're drinking it. So therefore, of course, you can't drink on your kippur. So sicha kishtia, and you're not allowed to do sicha on your kippur. Okay. So there's a shaila in the Rishonim about that din of sicha kishtia. Okay. Some say it's a din drabonin. It's not real. Of course, sicha is not kishtia. It's only a din drabonin. That's pretty much everybody seems to agree that sicha kishtia is a drabonin. But and some say it's only for yom kippur. It has nothing to do with any other yisurim. Others say the opposite, that's for all Yisroel, and then there's a middle shita that says that, well, it's not for all, it is for all Yisroel, but since it's only Drabonan, it doesn't apply to someone who's a Chayla. There's actually Raisha in Kippur, that a person who's a Chayla doesn't have to worry about Sikha Kishir, since it's only Drabonan anyhow, so you can make, okay, so
it's like, you can't be Soch Yisroel Yachila?
Yes.
We'll need to
hear it. You're going to hear it in a second, okay. So, a whole bunch of people who say this. So now,
there are.
I'm about to tell you about that. I'm about to talk to you about that. Okay. So, the Rama, there's a raya from the Rama. There are two Ramas. I'm going to show you this one first. The other one coming in a minute. The Rama is a raya from the Rama that we're not choshes for sichli kishtia. Okay. If you notice on top, it says it's Aruch Chaim Shin Chavav. That's in Hilchos Shabbos. It's in the din of Mimarech, that turning a solid into a liquid or smoothing something out. So the Rama says, whatever that is, you for sure on Shabbos cannot wash your hands with soap, or with other fats. Okay, if you're going to do it, it's going to be a problem of mimarech. Okay, so what do you say? Not relevant to today. Okay, the Hilchos Shabbos. You're going to do it. Not to get it. So.
Zeif,
I'm sorry. Okay, whatever it is. So, here in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rama says you're not allowed to do this thing on Shabbos. It's on Shabbos to do it. So the Gra says. He says you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. During the weekdays you'd be allowed to do it, right? You don't do that on Shabbos. You can't use soap, but during the weekdays you can use soap or chalav. He says, and therefore. He says, that's what the Gra says, that's what the Rama means. The Gra says, but it's not true. That's not the din. There are some people who hold like that. It's not the truth. That's really not the way the din is. The din is that you're not allowed to... What?
It's
Caleb. Right. So, when you go into the street, it meant that you go to the market and you buy it, then you're going to get trade stuff. Okay, so... Okay, so
the Gra says, the other general argue, I'm sure he says, it's awesome.
Brings a whole bunch of people who argue, yes. That's a good question. Obviously it is. There it is. And also, the Taz in Sim Kuf Yitayin also says that you should say like that. Also, you should be machmir Sichi Kishtir, as does in Kudus Ketz over there. I'm going to get to Kudus Ketz in a second. And the Kudus Ketz also says it. All say that that there is a problem of Sichi Kishtir, even not just Yom Kippur, and maybe you should be machmir. Okay, the Bir Alocha in Shin Chavav, and Bir Alocha brings it, very big kitzur, he brings it. And he says, the minig is to be mekel. The says, the minig is to be mekel. But if a person has an option to buy kosher soap, then that's what you should do. Okay, that's what the Bir Alocha ends off. That if you have an option, the Daki Chuba says the same thing in your day. He doesn't say for Pesach. He's talking about for year round. And he says, I'm not finished. Let me finish. I have another two pages to go. Okay, but a person should, if you had a choice, you should do it. And in fact, there are choices, okay? Okay, the choice are either ones that really have hashgacha on the left, the roker soap, okay, which is made instead of, okay, you can make it with animal fat or vegetable oil.
This is delicious.
It's the same thing, the same stuff. So the okay, so it's made out of vegetable oil. Again, the soap is soap. Whatever animal, the fat or oil you start with, makes it doesn't make such a difference. Or no, sichu kishin goes to the body, right? Or a person could buy a vegan or vegetarian soap. Okay, there's loads of them out there. Okay, if you walk into the supermarket, you have to look, maybe not where you usually look, but the vegan and vegetarian ones, for people who don't want to use animal products, they also don't want to use soap. So they make all types of ones that are made from different kinds of oils. Again, you need a fat or an oil, but you don't have to have fat. Animal fat was an easy thing to make it from, but you can make it from oils also. If you combine it. Okay, I'm going to give you another option in a second. But for now, your options is to find something not made with animal fat. In fact, you want to be makhir for that. Okay? Rabbi Shachter says, he says that in the 60s he heard, okay, now I wasn't around, he said that in the 60s they said that when Roquette came out with kosher soap, okay, I don't know how old the company is, but the way he says it is, when it came out with kosher soap, Reb Chaim Oizer was really happy about it, okay, because he was happy to be makhir. Okay, so it sounded as if Roquette soap was like way from like the
30s.
Was Reb
Chaim Oizer?
Kuczynski.
In
the 60s, Reb Shachter heard that when this company came out, he said at the hespit of this and this person in the 1960s, that's when he said that. He remembered it, that he remembers that they said this thing that, now, I don't know anything about this, the history here, whether they really around for that long, but so it was really happy. Okay, now, that's one part of the question. However, this I don't have you on the screen. Maybe I do. I don't think I have it on the screen. The Prichodesh and the Rosh Hashulchan say, and some others say, wait a second. Let's say we want to be machmir for the din of Sichu Kishtir. That Sichu Kishtir is also even year-round. Let's accept that Shita, that I told you, the Taz says it, and the Shach says it, and there's that the Gros says you should machmir Sichu Kishtir. Let's say you want to be machmir with that Shita. Okay, he says, but that's only when you have Isser. Okay, but this stuff is not Isser because it's not royal achila. Remember what you mix into it. You took animal fat, that was isser, and you mix it together with toilet bowl cleaner, okay, and you put them together, and you come up with something that tastes still pretty awful. I forgot the words of the Aruch HaShulchan. I was going to put them on the screen. It got too late. The Aruch HaShulchan says something like there's nothing as pogum or disgusting as this thing. So, of course, it's not royal achila. He says, so you want to be machmir for sichu kishtir? Fine, be machmir for sichu kishtir. But on machmir for sichu kishtir, be machmir for sichu kishtir when you have something that's isser. But this stuff is not isser at all. Okay, and in fact, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden said it for the beans. He said it's not royal achila. It's not Sham of God. But the same point, which is that it's not royal achila, so it's not esser. So you want to be machmir for sichu kishtir? That's very nice. Now there's a diuk that the Gros may agree to that. Okay, you don't have to agree with me. Just a diuk. Okay, and that is as follows. This is the Ramah that I showed you before. Okay, the Ramah says you shouldn't wash your hands with boiris, with zayif, or zayif, whatever you want to pronounce it, or b'shachil. Okay? You shouldn't use soap or fat. Okay? The Gra's comments are on the words b'shachil. Okay? The Gra, when he says, this is because sichu kishtir, but I disagree, and I'm sorry, the Ramah's make about sichu kishtir, but I have machmir to say sichu kishtir is asr, the Gra doesn't say it on zayif. Okay? On boiris, on zayif. He says it on chilif. Okay? Why do you do that? Why do you wait till the second thing that I'm going to say?
That's clearly trade.
Yeah, that's what you make Zayt. You take animal fat and you mix it with water. That's how you make soap. So I don't know if it's a deek, but I thought it was a deek that he says. The fact that he waits to say it on the second thing, Bashar Chelev, because on Chelev, it's taka makes sense to be machmir. Because it's a shayla of Sichu Kishtir, the Ramah is being naked, and the Ramah says, no, you should be machmir on Sichu Kishtir. He says, but on soap? No, there's no Sichu Kishtir on soap. I don't know if that's true, but it's a possible deed that he would say if he's not going to like the pre-covers. Okay?
So what
was it
again? Why
is it sold in the non-covers? It's not Rav Achila. So it can't be only Sichu Kishtir when something that's Osir. It's not Osir. This is not an Isser. It's Heter.
What's this rather arguing?
I'm coming to that. Give me a second. I'm going to come to that. Okay, now, the truth is that what I just said to you brings up a question. So what brings up the following question, which is like this. The Shach, I told you, this is one Ramah. Okay, this is one Ramah. Okay, this is one Ramah. That was one Ramah. Okay, but there's another Ramah. Okay, when the Shach talks about this Shaila, it's a long Nekudas that gets it talking about whether we should say Sichu Kishtir or not. He brings back and forth different Shitas. So one of the more prominent people who say it's Usher, Sichu Kishtir is Usher year round is Issa Vehetter. Okay, the Issa Vehetter says you therefore should not use You should not rub chaylev onto your body, I think except if you're a chaylev, because he holds like those shitas, that if it's a chaylev, then it's mutter. So he says you should not rub this chaylev onto your body because, sikh kishir. Okay, that's what this meant. At the end of Simon, I think it's Memhe, if I remember. Okay? On that, the Shach says, he brings a quote from the Ramah Ror HaGoyis on Issa V'Heter, okay, which is actually, it's been printed since, but this he says. Tmihani, in fact, the Ramah says, what are you talking about? You're not the sikh kishir. With these, he says, we wash ourselves with soap, hasri mechelev. Then, of course, it's mitaraisa. It's mitaraisa. He says, how, you, Issa Heter, are saying, we should be choshish for sikh kishtiya? He says, well, I don't know. He says, everybody does that. So, the Ramah is asking, he says, you, Issa Heter, just said there's an issue of sikh kishtiya. He says, I don't get it. He says, everybody uses soap. So, what's the problem? How can it be that we should be choshish for that chita? Okay? So, what's the question? Okay. I just said to you that soap and chaylev are not the same thing. So, didn't the Ramah ever, I don't know if they washed the Ramah's kids' mouths out with soap, but he knew that soap didn't taste any good, so didn't he think of that? It's not just this Ramah who's saying, Ramah's, in other words, the Issa V'Heter talked about chaylev, okay, and that he says sikh kashir. Fine, he wants to be machan on that. The Ramah says, how can you be machan on sikh kashir on chaylev? What about we use soap? Well, isn't there an obvious difference between them? No, if it's not Roy Lachila, it's not Isser. Okay. No, if it's not Roy Lachila, then it's not Roy Lachila. If the thing is
Roy Lachila.
Okay, therefore.
So, why is it so obvious that it should be?
Okay, so to me it was more obvious. I'm coming to what you're saying in a second, and what David says also. But it's not just the Ramah who does this to the Issa V'Heter. The Shach himself does it. He's talking about using chaylev, and he switches from chaylev. He switches back and forth between chaylev and soap, back and forth. The Be'er Halacha also does that. The Be'er Halacha is talking about using chaylev. He says these people say there's an issur of sikh kashir that don't use chaylev, and do or don't use chaylev. He says, and therefore you shouldn't use soap. Okay, in other words, a number of people who are switching back and forth as if chaylev and soap have the same shayla to it, and l'chayra, the pichodesh sounded like there was a sense of what he was saying. He says, it's very nice to be machmir v'sikh kashir, but it's not roi l'chila. Okay, so it gives the impression that these achronim don't agree with what we say from the pichodesh. Okay, the pichodesh said it's not roi l'chila. It gives the impression that they think something wrong with what David and Levi said is, which is that if you think that sikha kishtiya is also, if that's what you think, sikha kishtiya, that means is rubbing it into your body is midrabanan as if you drank it. Okay, so then it's roi l'chila. It is, because it's roi fishtiya. You could drink it. You can't drink it in your mouth, but you could drink it by rubbing it into your body. Okay, so if you think that sikha kishtiya, that midrabanan rubbing it into your body as if you drank it, so then in effect, it's roi l'chila. It's not roi l'chila through your mouth, it's roi l'chila through a different way. Your pores on your skin, it's roi l'chila that way. So maybe that's what they held, but that makes it roi l'chila. That makes it considered to be roi l'chila. Okay, I'm not convinced. I don't see anybody saying that, Hesber. Well, the only people I've seen are people who said it's not roi l'chila. Because soap, of course, soap is not roi l'chila. So we're just guessing what they could possibly think. Why these other people are not, they're ignoring that. Okay, that the switching back mode, the thing of chaylev is also, then soap is also also. Excuse me, which, it seems like we're missing something over here. Okay, so maybe this is a Hezbollah, I don't know. But, okay. Now, so far, part three. So far,
you should come on a cool onion kipper.
Yeah, why?
Okay. You should be able to be soft. Let's say I have an ointment that's gishmak in my skin, but it's not really healed at all. So go to a machmer, and say all year, it's
healed. That's
nobody
why.
He says that.
It's also because it's gishtir, and therefore what?
If you say it's gishtir, it's like drinking, so then on your kippur, the shmeru gishmak ointment for the rubber in your skin, but it should be mutter if it's not really healed. If they're asking it, it's like eating, it's like drinking.
So then it should be also to do sikha, so that's not roi l'chila,
also mutter. Those are machmir.
No, those were machmir for year round, would then be machmir for Yom Kippur also.
Unless you say this is svara, unless you don't say whatever this svara, you don't say it's svara, there has to be roi l'chila, so then Yom Kippur will ask
me. So if you say it has to be roi l'chila, means you're makel year round, that's sikha kishtiya. You say, you can use soap during the year because it's not roi l'chila, then you'd be able to use soap on Yom Kippur also. The makel would be makel in both cases, you're saying.
Don't get a machmir all year.
And say, don't use soap.
Don't use soap.
They don't believe this. They say is the fact that it's considered roi l'chila. The fact that you could rub it into your skin is considered roi l'chila because it's kishtiya. It's like you're drinking it.
Let's not go with that.
Say different. Say what you want. Okay.
Those that are machmir, they say it's like drink. It's like, right?
Even if it's not roi lechila.
No, let's say only if it's roi lechila.
Those are the mekilim during the year. Those are people who are mekilim.
But the machmir is saying that it has to be roi lechila. The machmir that the real machmirim say sikha is not kishtiya, you can suffer suri lechila.
They say the real, they hold the sikha kishtiya, but they're being mekilim to say that it had only been roi lechila, that's when there's a problem.
Only it's roi lechila, so that means the asking because it's like ingesting it.
Okay.
So then on Yom Kippur, it should be mutter if it's not roi lechila.
So they should be make. It's just like they're mekel during the year. They should be mekel during Yom Kippur also.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So they make other stuff. That's true. So
what is the basis of the Isser Inu Yom Kippur Psicha? Is it from drinking?
So
it's not ingesting.
So David is right. That Psicha Kishir is not the only reason. Okay, so we can't say if it's not Psicha Kishir, then it's automatically mutter. Okay, that's true. Let me move on. I'm almost there. I'm almost done. Okay, now. We talked about so far is there's a shaila of those who think you should use kosher soap. The Rei Halacha says you should, if it's possible, you should be machmir. And I mentioned to you that there's such a thing. You could buy soap that's not made from animal fat. Okay, that's what the Dr. Chuba says. If it's available, I think he says even it's like easily available nowadays. So that's what you should do. Okay, so I just show you. If you go into the right pharmacy, you'll find one that's made from a vegetarian version, and it'll be okay.
Is this body soap?
That's what we're talking about. Sichel Kishia. Now, I'm coming to dishes in a second. Okay, now, the soaps that we're talking about, I've been talking about so far, are like bar soaps that are made through a process called saponification, means it's making soap, okay, and they're made from animal fat, typically made from animal fat, okay, but I don't know, I get the feeling it's about 100 years ago or some time ago, chemists came up with another way to clean things, okay, not through soap. Yeah, this is a more modern version. Modern is relative, of course, but it's a modern version, which is to use something called detergent. Okay? Soap and detergent, we might use the words interchangeably, but it's not the same thing. Okay? Soap is what we've been talking about. Okay? Detergent is something very different. Okay? Like if you look on the side of your shampoo, you'll see that it says, or on the side of your... I forgot if dish... No, I don't think dish stuff has it. Okay? If you look on the side of your shampoo, you'll see that it says in it that it's made with sodium lauryl sulfate. Okay? That's a detergent. Okay, and for us who deal with foods, know that sodium lauryl sulfate, okay, sodium lauryl sulfate, the lauric acid, comes from vegetable sources. Okay, it does not come from animal fat. Not that it's impossible, it doesn't usually come from animal fat, it usually comes from vegetable sources. It could be made on Treif Kalim, but it's not going to be made, it's not Treif itself. And a detergents are tend to be liquids. They don't have to be, they tend to be liquids. And they basically are made from things that are kosher. Now, that's not to say that they don't have maybe glycerin in them or other things, you know, smaller ingredients that might make a difference, but by and large, then the ichor is not something that's made from animal fat, okay? As opposed to when you go to an animal fat, if you look at a bar of soap, you go home and you look at the package, you probably never looked at it. But you'll see on the side, when it's list ingredients, so for some reason bar soaps list ingredients, have to list ingredients, you'll see on it'll say things like, sometimes it's like really dramatic, like really catch your attention, say like sodium tallowate, okay? Because that's what it's made from. Sodium, I told you it's sodium hydroxide and fat, and they'll call that sodium tallowate. Sometimes they're nicer, they call them sodium stearate, which is similar to sodium palmitate, but sodium tallowate is like making like really clear, this is made from tallow, because that's what it usually is, okay? But as opposed to the liquid soaps are not made from that. They are detergents, they're not soap per se. And therefore, a person who wanted to be machmir for this shita and say, I only want to use kosher soap, the Rebbe says if it's possible you should do that, he has an option. Instead of using bar soap, he could use body wash, liquid body wash. Okay, there's such a thing as people, instead of washing the body with a bar of soap, they wash it with a liquid. Okay, it's a liquid body wash. Okay, so that is not going to be made of Treif ingredient. Again, I'm not guaranteeing you there's nothing Treif in there also, but the ichor of the soap, the ichor of the wash is not going to be Treif. Okay, the ichor of the wash is going to be something that's made from vegetable products. Okay, so...
Is there some standard over here?
No. No. We don't consider... okay, I should take it back. I assume no.
Is that child?
I'm not convinced that it is. Okay.
We have action detergent.
Okay, I'm convinced that's almost the last thing to talk about. Okay, so Rogalski used to say, Rabelsky would say, and I forgot where else, I saw it someplace else also, he said, of course, everybody washes their dishes with kosher soap. Isn't that obvious that everybody does that? Everybody does that. And everybody sitting in the room was like, everybody, huh? Not me! We may be embarrassed to say that, but Tim was like, of course you use kosher soap. It's partially you have to use kosher soap. Now, did he say that? Could be. Okay, so now, there's a few parts here. In order to say that, listen to what you're trying to say. First of all, the Shane Siavitz basically was talking about that child. When he's talking about washing beans with soap, it's the same thing as washing dishes with soap. The point is, it's not a sichri kashtir shayla. It's only a shayla of maybe there's going to be residue left on there that's going to get a blia, or it's going to be a band left on there that's going to get into your food later on. Okay, you're not eating, the shayla is not getting into the plate.
Hopefully we don't eat blia.
So the Shane Siavitz said there's no band. But he said, there's also no word about child's about pleas either, because it's a sound of gum. So her, that sounds the same here for the detergent also. He says, okay, maybe you don't want to agree with that, but we also, the truth is...
Bleas, but not straight.
No, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. But also is that the detergents that what you wash your dishes with, almost nobody washes the dishes with that okay soap, okay? Most people don't do that. Okay, most people nowadays use a liquid detergent to wash the dishes, okay? So it sounds as if it's a carryover from when 100 years ago people washed the dishes with bar soap. Okay, so then you can at least begin to hear that it's made from trafe ingredients. Oh, you shouldn't, you could hear someone saying, I don't want to wash my dishes with the trafe ingredients. But nowadays when you wash it with a liquid, at least everybody I know who washes the dishes with liquid soap, okay, it's not trafe ingredients. The ingredients are kosher. What? So it may have a little glycerin mix into it, but the overall product is not trace. So, man, it's not oil achir. I mean, it's so, okay, I'm not trying to say it's not oil achir. So I mean, there's a little bit of glycerin mix into it. Okay.
Not obvious, right? Liquids automatically make it's not made.
Right, the liquids are detergents, they're not soaps. Look at the liquid dishwashing stuff that I looked at did not have ingredients on it. I think, like, the companies may give ingredients, they're not on the package, but that's what it's made of. Right? The liquids are detergents, they're not the dish detergent, they're not dish soap. We use those words interchangeably. We're not so sophisticated.
And the dishwashing stuff also?
The dish, what you put into your dishwasher?
Right.
I'm pretty sure that those are detergent. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure those are detergent. Those. Okay. There's an advantage you should just, for what it's worth. Detergents don't leave residue the way soaps do. The soaps react to other things in the water and things going on and leave residue like on clothes. You're not supposed to wash clothes with body soap, in case you ever had such a half a minute, because it leaves residue. Okay. Anyway, okay. One last thing.
The non-Hamish brands that have an ashkach of soaps or detergents, so they have no shadows like the glycerin or anything.
I'm about to explain that. I'm about to say it. That's my last thing to say. Okay. In the past, I don't know, 10, 20 years, people have hashkachas have been asked to certify these kind of things, like soaps and clothing detergents and all kinds of other exciting things. And some people, Bashita, won't do it. Okay. And others say, others turn to the company and say, guys, why on earth did you want us to give hashkacha for this? Why do you want us to give it? Okay, you know, if you say dishwashing soap, Sharbelsky really wants to have one. Okay, but what about laundry detergent? You know what I mean? We give hashkacha on all kinds of other crazy stuff that never has anything to do with food or stuff like floor cleaners and worse. So the company say very simple. Okay, it says the reason why people buy things with hashkacha, it's not only Jews buying stuff with hashkacha. There's lots of people who are not Jewish who buy things with hashkacha because they know the hashkacha guarantees them that, for example, it has no animal products in it. Okay, so those are people who have their own cultural reason, their own thing that they decide that they don't want to have animal products. So that person gets to learn that when the thing says CRC pyrav on it, they know it has no animal products. So the person who, for their own reason, wants it, in fact, they think most of the people who buy stuff with hashkacha are not Jewish. Most of you buying stuff with hashkacha are buying it for some other reason. The hashkacha gives them some other guarantee, like they don't want dairy in their thing, so the hashkacha is their guarantee that there's no dairy in this thing. So the cleaning companies said, you putting a hashkacha on it will let people know that it has no animal products, and there's lots of people out there who don't want to wash their clothes with animal products, and therefore we want hashkacha on it. Okay, so Mamela, once they heard that was the hesper, once they could understand what they were talking about, so Mamela, they made a new class of hashkacha. Okay, which they call, some people call laundry gate hashgacha or for non-food use and things like that, which is, since they're not catering to people who care about kashrus, they're not caring, the people who want their floor cleaner to be kosher are not people, it's not for a kashrus reason. It's not a yid who's asking for it. It's other people. So the hashgacha is providing a service to this company, but they don't have to provide the service in the same way that they would do for hashgacha. So, like, for example, those people don't care about plias. Those care people just that there shouldn't be any be'en. There shouldn't be any animal product in there be'etzem. So we usually, if a person wanted to use lauric acid, for example, if you want to use lauric acid, we would say it needs hashgacha, because lauric acid, it's made from vegetable products, but it could be made on animal kalim. Okay? But for these kind of products, lauric acid is fine. You want to use lauric acid in a non-food item, no problem, because the only point we're trying to get across is that this is good for you person who doesn't want animal products in. That's sort of what you're looking for. All kosher ingredients, but that those kosher ingredients don't have to meet the same standards as, so to speak, real kosher ingredients. Yeah, so the glycerin will be vegetable glycerin. If that vegetable glycerin was made on treif kalim, they would let that. But it would be kosher glycerin. So if you get, let's say, palm oil. Vegetable, I'm sorry. Palm olive has an OU on it. Palm olive liquid dish detergents have an OU on it. It means that there's no ingredients in there that are inherently treif. There may be, the glycerin may be made in an animal vegetable plant. That's fine. That might be true. The lauric acid, no one cares about it. Lauric acid is fine, however you want to get it from. But the ingredients are kosher. The thinking being, they actually were not trying to cater to Turbusky, so to speak. They were trying to cater to the people who are just fine because they don't want the animal things. It probably makes Sherbelsky happy also.
You see, Betzen is no myelin and kosher dish detergent.
The myelin is, let's say, if you're worried about the little glycerin that's in there, then you're okay. But basically, even if you didn't get that from a kosher perspective, it's basically going to be kosher no matter what you're going to do. No matter what, it's going to be made of kosher. That's what it's made out of. As opposed to a bar soap, no, then you're definitely starting with, no, actually, you're almost for sure starting with animal fat.
Is there any bar soap? Is there any bar soap with a chocolate?
It's the same thing. It's the same soap. Soap is soap. You wouldn't put it on your body because when you open up, you say, you know, this doesn't really appeal to me. Because
there's no body water.
Because Mr. Ivory does a better job making soap than Mr. Rukeh. But it's exact soap is soap. There's no difference to make soap for your body.
I'm taking that in fragrance and things to make it appealing. That's true. There's no kosher alternative.
There is kosher alternative. You can go buy a vegetarian one. There's a zillion.
That's no animal testing.
You'll look more carefully. You'll see that it's vegetarian.
I don't see anything here vegetarian.
You don't see anything there, but I did. It's vegetarian. It's made from coconut. I forgot which kind of oil it's made of. It's not made from animal fat. And you walk in the store, there's lots of vegetarian or vegan choices for people to buy.